This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you're a college-bound high school senior, you may know about the early decision option. Thing is, under that system, you agree to go to that college before you see the financial aid package. So you say yes without hard cost numbers. And as GBH's Kirk Carapeza reports, data show private schools with early decision have been increasingly admitting predominantly wealthy white students early, with implications for fairness and diversity.
Rachel Avaney is a self-described theater kid from Massachusetts. Here she is belting out a song from the musical Chicago.
There ain't no gentleman to open up the door.
Avaney applied early to New York University. NYU, with its proximity to Broadway, was her dream school. Her family has means, but applying via early decision meant, if accepted, she'd need to commit before seeing her financial aid package. She says that was stressful.
I, cried when I first got it, actually, because I didn't think it was going to be enough.
Early decision benefits colleges by attracting well-off families willing to pay high tuition out of pocket or take out private loans to cover the cost.
Right now, it definitely is functioning as affirmative action for the rich.
Elizabeth Heaton is a former admissions official at the University of Pennsylvania, which uses early decision the same way many selective schools do, as a way to let students signal that it's their absolute top choice and
as a way to guarantee a certain percentage of the class right off the bat.
These schools then know how many seats they still have left to fill and how much financial aid they have left to give out. But many lower-income families don't even know about this option.
Individuals who most often benefit from early decision are wealthy and white high school students.
Brian Cook, director of higher education policy at the Urban Institute, says low-income and students of color often don't consider which college to go to until the start of their senior year.
Best case scenario, maybe toward the end of their senior year. Worst case scenario.
To level the playing field for low-income families, state lawmakers in New York and Massachusetts are considering legislation that would ban or limit the practice. Private colleges oppose these efforts, claiming it would drive students out of state. Rachel Avaney, the self-described theater kid, says she felt relieved when she was admitted to NYU early.
All my friends were stressed about college, and I was not. I felt more at peace than I would have if I was still applying.
She didn't get as much financial aid as she was hoping, but Avaney went to NYU anyway, and her mom went back to work to help her pay for it. In Boston, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.